Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 135, Khan, the Wrath of Titan.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our heart and play. For Boston, take sweat stones of my faith. And ever with a right shot as they bound to touch me no more in the market show. For Boston, for Boston, my glory is all
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx.
Tag. Ranville.
And we are just gearing up for a couple of conventions that are happening in the same weekend. Penny Arcade Expo over at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, and Anime Boston at the Heinz Convention Center. And I know most of us are very excited about partaking in these conventions.
Most.
Fuck you! Oh, come on. It's not going to be that bad, dude. Don't worry.
It is going to be that bad.
He's going to suffer.
Let me tell you something, Anvil. Even though I was into anime, I really wasn't into going to anime conventions until I had a couple friends drag me along the year the Pillows were at Anime Boston, and I had fun.
Listen, I hate anime with a passion. Anime's up there, like George W. Bush, my ex-girlfriend,
my mother,
George,
his
w.
mother.
Bush.
Okay, so let me hear some.
Do you like Transformers? And Junior.
I'm just gonna keep on saying it. So,
do you like Transformers?
Do I have to answer that question?
He's probably gonna say no. It was
because that's not really anime.
It actually is. It was animated in Japan.
Bullshit.
Same with the G.I. Joe.
Well, they did a horrible job.
Yeah, they did.
Toy Animation, the guys who did Dragon Ball Z, also did Muppet Babies.
He's not the type like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, is this your way of trying to, like, talk me into
He's
it?
He's trying to, like, soften the blow, but it's
I'm
not
trying,
working.
Yeah, I'm trying to soften
I'm gonna
the blow.
I'm going to put it like this. If I was back in high school playing football and you were college university and started talking to come into play, yeah, you just failed at signing an athlete.
It's
like, but what if I had blue grass on my field?
No. I checked out that school.
I know you did. You just went there just to see the bluegrass on the field.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, trying to get him to be ready to get shot out of the canyon. So it's just like, you know.
I'd be more willing to get shot out of the canyon.
Which would be fun. I mean, if you could get the proper training from Ringling Brothers and Barney and Bailey. Say, blah, 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 blah.
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Herp-a-derp.
Herp-a-derp.
I don't know if I can promise you. All you can just say is that it's not going to totally suck. Because there was one event that you saw that interested you.
Okay, the only thing I can probably say is you're going to get lucky and there might be, and I very have to say that there's a very slight chance there might be very, very hot girls there.
Oh, that's always a guarantee. Actually.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Booth babes.
There's always booth babes, yes.
Yes.
But that's besides the point. I'm talking about separate from the booths. There's always a good chance that, you know, there are a couple cute girls or something. That yes. Hopefully aren't lesbians. Oh, I hate my life.
It sounds like an interesting story that I might have missed.
It's because I went to Seldom Street. I mean, Salem State.
Woot! Found a ship part. What am I playing this week? Guess what? Toe Jam and Earl is on Steam.
Steam?
Hell yeah.
That is awesome, my good sir.
Old Toe Jam and Earl. I gotta always play something.
Alright, so let me ask this question.
Pause.
How did you guys get to go to the video game convention and the guy that likes video games get to go to anime?
Because you didn't have it written about video games on the website.
And I wrote about anime when?
I think there was that whole competition. Was that the competition thing? Where somebody sent you an anime and if you liked it or not?
Yeah.
I talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
But I talked more video games. And I've played more video games than you.
I don't know. I think the anime convention will just let anybody in. I really do.
Maybe.
I don't think they give a shit.
Well, considering it's going up against PAX East,
they really don't give a shit.
I like the idea that Crew Lewis from Team Perdulsa Ray had. And I believe he's the one that threw it up there. I should put on, you know, face paint.
Face paint?
Is this the one where you have put on your camo and face paint and charge in with the American flag?
That was last week. No, I think that more or less the concept is if he was in that mode, he'd go around breaking everybody's neck. He'd be trying to do Steven Seagal's.
Wait, can you make a TV version of Steven Seagal?
So I gotta hold the gun very horribly at the same time?
What gun?
I'm gonna be like this.
You just break people's necks. It's just easier that way.
So next week when these, you know, three ballerinas over here will be playing video games.
Thank you.
I have to sit there and try to understand anime.
With Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be very helpful for you.
She will be your guide.
Yep.
The concept is anime is going to be probably torture and hell for Danville.
Wait.
We need somebody to record his misery. Idiot abroad Boston Bastard.
No, that's it. I'm doing this. I'm checking the Geneva Convention.
What, you going to stick me in fucking Chinatown, Boston, and be like, hey, let's see how long he survives. I'll be walking around. Where the fuck am I? God damn this.
That's it. I'm checking out the Geneva Convention. I believe sending me to Anime Boston is considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, moldy bread. I wonder if I can eat that.
Alright. Yep. Right there. Right there.
It says Anvil. Anvil.
It falls under the Hague Conversations. First Hague Convention, 1899. Second Hague Convention, or Conference, I'm sorry, 1907. And it states...
Now, waterboarding is allowed.
No, the use of weapons of war, which anime is a weapon of war.
No, it's not.
Shut up. And the Biochemical Warfare Geneva Protocol. Thank you.
According to the Geneva, you're saying
that anime is brainwash, and that's why kids keep buying Pokemon shit.
Which means it's a weapon of war. Thank you.
I don't think it is a weapon of war. I think it's more of a weapon of peace.
No, it's not.
Dude, have you watched some of their porn? No. That shit's bad. It's like rape.
Thank you.
Now we know somebody's watching porn.
So, okay. What about PAX East?
I really go for a sideways bacon sandwich right now.
What, is that like a joke? Like, what's a bacon sandwich sideways?
Yeah, what does that look like?
I keep on dropping rose bushes and hitting myself. What are we talking about?
Is that her name?
We're talking about a vagina, but anyways.
I thought he was making the joke too. Roses, bushes?
Yeah.
What's a bush?
Wow, you are lucky.
Wait.
No, I am lucky.
Hopefully you're that.
They always scorch the earth. I like it. Anyways. So, are we talking about here with PAX?
Like, what? Well, we've got all these companies here and developers
that don't really want to talk to us, but they'll do it anyways.
Who are some people that you're looking forward to, and what are the games that you're hoping to try out?
What's the list again?
So first off, we got Sega.
No, not really. Sega. I don't think they. What would they be showing?
I don't know. A little game called Aliens Colonial Marines.
Maybe. I'm still kind of iffy on the whole concept of like the Alien versus Predator type games that they came out. Period.
Yeah.
They did okay, but not great. They're not top sellers. And the way that I remember from playing the last demo from like the Alien versus Predator game and stuff like that, it was kind of hard to move around or manipulate the characters.
Or see.
Yeah, or see. I mean, you would have to turn up the gain and the contrast on your TV or even the game itself just to see anything.
Right, but fortunately, this is a different developer. It's from Gearbox Software, who also did Borderlands.
Okay, so I kind of give it to them on that one, but I'm still... I mean, I'll go and check it out. I'll see what I can maybe...
Well, isn't Borderlands 2 being shown? Awesome.
Yeah, at 2K Games.
That's one that I'll be interested in.
Spec Ops The Line, which I remember seeing the trailer for that back at PAX East 2010.
Yeah, that was the one. Okay, see, that was the thing. When we were there 2010, because I wasn't able to go last year because of work, it was basically played every, like, 2 seconds. I think because of the fact that it was...
It was that, Bioshock 2.
Yeah, of course, but... But that was the thing. It was between Bioshock 2, a little bit of Mafia 2,
mm-hmm.
and then they would always... That was probably one of the longest trailers, and it had that annoying, you know, music and the girl doing a scream or something like that. And it was... I swear you could hear it all around the convention center, and it was ridiculous. You were, like, walking around, you're like, oh! And you're like, oh, God, it's going on again! Dude, that was, like, 5 minutes ago. What the F?
Well, that was at the Heinz Convention Center. The echo's a little too good there.
Yeah, but where is it going to be held this year?
The Boston Convention Exhibition Center. That's okay. The biggest convention center in, like, New England, I believe.
The will be walking around and go, damn, that is a huge bitch.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so what other companies do we got?
Well, we got Rockstar Games, who are going to be finally showing off Max Payne 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which we finally just got a trailer recently in the past couple of months to watch. It was interesting because of the fact that he doesn't have that revenge drive from previous with his because of his death of his wife.
Yep, and his daughter.
And his daughter. But the only other concept is that there's going to be some kind of backlash where I guess he probably falls in love again or something like that down in... Where is it again? Where
I think it's Brazil.
I want to say Brazil
or Colombia
or whatever.
Either Brazil or Colombia. But I'm really interested in seeing how the multiplayer aspect is going to be, because there is going to be bullet time in it.
Oh man! See, they're going to have to trim that or something like that because of the fact that you can't just use bullet time all the time. I mean, if somebody goes walking around the corner and all of a sudden it's like, oh, bullet time! Oh crap, I can't move! Oh. Nope, my character's dead. It's just going to be unfair.
Yeah.
Some guy's going to be jumping down and bullet timing and blasting people every 2 seconds.
Yeah, and understandable. I bet you it's going to be very limited.
Yeah, it's just...
And it's going to take a little bit for it to load up again.
Yeah, so...
Although, if you think about it, if they're doing a bullet time like that, it could be a lot easier to shoot them as well.
Yeah. But I just know that this game is going to be very different from the other aspect because it's not going to have...
He's bald in it.
Well,
he doesn't have a permanent look stuck on his face.
Yeah, he doesn't have that shit-eating looking grin on his face the whole time, but also he doesn't have, like, you know, I don't think he's going to be as poetic as the other games that he's done.
Right, because it's not going to be done by the same people who did the first two ones.
I mean, because...
It's not Remedy.
Because what is it? Like, there's the one where he's on top of, like, the subway train and it was snowing and he's just like, oh, The snow cut into my face in, like, razor blades and ice and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, no shit. You're explaining that in much depth that we don't really need to go into. This is not a comic book. Let's move on.
Well, it was more of a noir take of it.
Yeah, but...
But we've also got our buddies Twisted Pixel.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have not revealed what it is they're going to be showcasing. All I know is it's going to be a brand new game.
Okay.
And last year, they actually had some audience participation during their panel where they recorded us, like, screaming or cheering or doing some random stuff that is going to be featured in this game. Yeah.
Yay! Like that.
What?
Yeah, like
that. We can scream like idiots.
Square Enix, who might be showing off the new Tomb Raider.
Squeenix?
I thought they were going to be done with the Tomb Raider series.
Well, no, it's a reboot, as well as new Hitman.
Well, okay, I look forward to the new Hitman, but, I mean, it's great to be watching Lara Croft with her big boobs. But for the most part, it's just, I don't see the point of it. I really don't. I can't get into that game. I've had to sit there and watch the gameplay, and I just can't.
Are you talking about the new one that's coming?
No, it was like a year or two back, and I sat there and watched it, and one of my friends got stuck at one point, and apparently when I sat there and I watched him, they were able to get by this. Shut up, I'm talking.
Okay.
They were able to get past this one point or something like that, and they were like, oh, of course, you'd be here to get past this point or something like that. I'm like, yeah, because the game was it was broken at the time or some shit.
Now, was it that Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light one?
I don't know. It was something on PS3. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was just one of those things where
okay,
it kind of was boring me.
Yeah. Well, there's also WB Games who are going to be showing off Lollipop Chainsaw.
Anvil loves that shit, but too bad he'll be over an anime convention. But for the most part, yeah, it does look kind of interesting. I mean,
it looks funny.
I know where you stick that finger.
I know where you stick that other finger.
You don't need to.
Stop giving the trident. It's not time for Wrath of the Titans yet.
No, not yet.
But next to that, there's... I think
Anvil is turning into a puppet.
Lollipop Chainsaw I don't know, it's kind of out of left field, more or less, but...
Right field.
Okay, fine, right field this time.
Well, it's from the same guy who did No More Heroes and Shadows of the Damned, and it's from the screenwriter of a very underappreciated movie called Slither.
Mm. Wait, movie?
Movie.
Oh, yeah,
Slither. See, nobody's appreciating it.
It's really effed up. That movie's effed up. I mean, how can you, enjoy a girl that's naked in a bathtub getting killed by these little slug things? No, I didn't like that. I did not like that.
He's sad because the girl was hot. Mm-hmm. Yep. It really was a sad scene.
I agree.
It made me cry.
And then didn't she like blow
but
him
it was,
up?
But it was at least it was true love on the other end of it until there's death. But yeah, for the most part, that was it's kind of unappreciated, but it's also kind of an effed up movie, so it's that's why it's not appreciated as much.
Okay. Well, one other company that we're going to be talking with is Clay Entertainment, the guys who created Shank.
Okay.
And they're going to be showing off their next video game. Which is called Mark of the Ninja, which will be playable for the first time.
It's going to be kind of another side-scroller 2D type setup.
Not sure.
What is that called again? Shading? Or what is it? What is it, Ted?
Oh, you mean cell shading?
The cell shading, because it looks
they're
kind
going
of...
for graphics-wise.
Because it goes into the concept that it looks like, something from Kill Bill or fucking Wet and other shit. But yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, not Wet like the vagina. I mean Wet the video game. What's her name in it?
Trying to think.
Irrelevant then. Yeah. Fuck it. So, who else do we have for companies?
Let me see.
Is EA presenting anything or?
Actually, I didn't see.
They're probably going to save some shit for E3, so.
Yeah, EA. No, EA is going to be there.
Okay. Oh, God. No comment. I'm wondering.
Take likes, EA.
Is Sony going to be there? Please tell me Sony's going to be there.
Actually, no. Sony's not going to be there.
I'm hoping.
Nintendo's going to be there. Xbox is going to be there.
Okay.
But not Sony.
If Sony were there, I would hope for a PlanetSide 2 demo, because I cannot wait.
For which one?
PlanetSide 2.
PlanetSide?
A game that him and I used to play back in the day.
FPS MMO.
It was pretty badass. It was you could pick a certain.
Is Blizzard going to be showing Diablo there? I could go for some more Diablo.
No, not even Activision's going to be at it. I'm surprised because they were there last year. Capcom is though.
I don't know. I kind of disown Capcom. Fuck them. I can't stand the.
Well, the whole DLC sort of bullshit.
It's getting too much now. It really is. I mean,
well, it's Ubisoft just came out and said, "Well, we're gonna give some love for PC with no more DRMs in our game," and then they turned around with Assassin's Creed and said, "But we're not gonna be supporting a mouse and keyboard setup." So it's like, "Wow, Ubisoft, great."
What do you mean? So you have to play with like, a game controller?
They aren't gonna be optimizing any code and code for mouse and keyboard. So don't expect a good setup for mouse and keyboard. It's gonna work, but.
It's just not gonna.
That's what Ubisoft does, though. They love to
Yeah, but that's why they have like Logitech controllers that you can use for your PC and stuff like that. What the hell am I looking
at? This is Mark of the Ninja.
Okay, so
it's going to be like a side-scrolling stealth video game.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of, you know, yeah, it does look kind of interesting. It just it has a darker setup on it, and you're going to be able to cling to the walls for once.
Yeah.
And not have to deal with the bullshit.
It looks like it's going to be exclusive to Xbox Live Arcade. So, it could be really interesting. It could be very fun. Anything else in there? Well, you know, some smaller companies are going to be there, like the Behemoth. They're the guys that made Alien Hamid.
How about, is there any electronics companies that are going to be there that we can rub elbow with?
Let's see, Turbine is going to be there. Mad Cats is going to be there. Is
Turtle Beach going to be there?
Turtle Beach
is going to be there. They're demoing their new headset from what I saw. Mm.
Yeah, I wonder if Gunner.
They're going to be selling their new headset on discount. So if you get some money and you want a headset, there you go. Look for Turtle Beach.
Yeah, they've always been pretty good.
Yeah, they have pretty good headsets. I mean, I do like the whole fact that you could basically have a surround sound system right on a headset. It's so much easier.
Yep.
And you won't have to, if you live in an apartment complex, you won't be pissing off the neighbors. But for the most part, if you're living in an apartment complex, your neighbors are assholes anyways, and you're just going to blast the music.
Yeah.
That's usually how I find it.
Right.
People are usually trying to use the broomstick or stomp method to tell the other people to shut up. Then you just turn it up louder.
Okay. Well, that's about it for companies that I recognize, but what I really look forward to is actually learning more about these other smaller companies and seeing what they bring to the table.
The indies, yeah.
Yeah, the indies. I mean, that's how I found out about Autumn Games with Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine and Trapdoor with Warp.
That or some crappy games on the side that we can always make fun of.
Yep.
And there was, like, that one weird one that we sat down that was, like, multiple games, and it was, like, for four people to play.
Yeah. It was like that. It was, like,
I don't remember it because it wasn't that good. But I only remember it because it was just one of those games that was like, hey, go ahead and sit down, because nobody was actually had their ass planted in the seat at the time, so I just started playing it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because a lot of those indie companies, a lot of their games are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I look forward to the most at PAX East, is finding that, like, little gold nugget.
Yeah, there's always kind of, like, the diamond in the rough there, and you usually pop up, you know, somebody, and that's the time to really, you know, rub elbows with people at that time, because they're not, it's not all hopped up, and they're not like, oh yeah, every person that comes to us is, we're not going to give them anything because of the fact that they're trying to get stuff from us.
That's
the point where it's like, holy crap, you don't mind this game? You want to review it? You want to do this? You want to do that? Hell yeah, you know, and then you just start whipping out the business card.
Right.
And getting and down, you know, getting down to brass tacks.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, you whip out your penis.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what you were thinking, you sick fuck.
What the?
You guys are
perverted, animated, convention-loving person.
I'm going to shoot everybody.
You see, 2 years ago, I'm sad that they never went around and finished this game and, like, sold it off to a bigger developer or publisher. Devil's Tuning Fork.
But know this. This is, that was from the college.
Yeah,
that was from a college kind of setup. And the only thing is they can't. I think there's some kind of clause or whatever.
Well, if you make a game with the educational version of like Visual Studio or programming device, you can't make money off of it. You have to actually buy the.
So they probably were like, oh fuck, we'd have to reprogram everything after they do.
Unless, of course, it's a video game that all the proceeds go back to the college.
And they might have, because it's a college too, they might not have used actual artists, they might have used like stuff they found on the internet and assets where they'd have to replace.
Well, no, this was like totally original. Like, I've never seen a game like this at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe, I mean, but definitely they made it with the student.
Like, this could have been the next Portal. That's how cool it was.
Without the Portal. It was just a concept of
using sound.
Using sound waves, and it would bounce off things, and it would light up the area. And it would be as if you were blind because of the fact that's what they figured out between bats and other such animals or people that are actually blind of how they picture the world without seeing. They have to, you know, make sounds in order to understand what's in front of them or behind them or or just their surroundings in general, and it was a pretty clever game.
I think the demo version, I think the demonstration of it is still available to download for PC, so give it a shot whenever you get a chance, Tag.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, so...
If work will let me.
So is that... Do you think that's it for con talk? Pre-con talk, if we would like to call it?
I think we want to mention one more con that's supposed to be coming up.
Yes.
Anvil. Oh. Anvil.
There is no others coming up.
Yes, there is.
There is. And
no, there isn't.
May 12th.
That's not a con.
It's MMA, dude.
It's an expo.
MMA, expo, con, whatever. It's the same thing.
Big difference.
Bullshit.
I feel like arguing that point at this moment.
Well, anyways, let's put it this way. It's an expo. It's a place where you get together. It's going to be a big kind of convention. And you finally get to hang out with some of the fighters and whatnot. I mean, the
setup that they've got. You get to talk with them. You get to interview them.
You know, you could even... You got 3G on your phone? I know, it sucks, don't it?
Yes.
Actually, his Wi-Fi sucks right now.
But, yeah, they... I mean, what was it? We were talking about it earlier with the whole setup that they're going to have a grappling contest from anywhere from kind of novice to expert levels and whatnot.
Yeah, basically what it is alright, the New England Mixed Martial Arts Expo, May 12th, 2012, at the Four Kicks Recreation Event Center in Marlboro, Mass, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come on down. It's going to be a great time. You're going to see a grappling tournament, cage, food, everything. Now, the team grappling event, will be a five-man team gi-only competition.
What do you mean by gi? Explain the concept of gi.
Gi is the clothing you wear, like you know how
it's
like
got
the
gi
if you,
pants and the jacket,
the kids that walk around with like the white, you know, the white coat type thing,
oh,
and the white pants.
That.
That's a gi.
And it,
right. It's a gi.
Okay. Each team will be comprised of one white belt, one blue belt, one purple belt, one brown belt, and a black belt. You know, I'm not going to get into that part. Spectators can watch the tournament.
And poke people with sticks while they're trying to do the grappling.
Except for the black belts, they tend to bite.
Yes.
There's going to be an MMA cage set up and available for fans, fighters, and anyone who wants photos or just to enjoy the MMA experience. Professional photographers will be there.
We're going to have to fight some professional photographers just to get some good pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Interactive MMA for the fans will be available in many capacities throughout the day. Meet some of the region's best fighters and rising stars. Visit with MMA school owners, coaches, and trainers from your area. See what works for them and what may work for you. Full concessions are available. Basically, meet fighters, trainers, and MMA personalities for photos, autographs, and more. Sponsors and vendors will be on hand for gifts and souvenirs. You'll surely want to bring home a piece of MMA memorabilia.
Yep. Especially if you get the $25 deal.
Yes, I was about to get into that. Thank you.
Yes.
Keep going.
General admission tickets are $6 in advance, $10 at the door. The general admission ticket allows you to come in at 10 a.m. and leave at 4. Admission into the... basically, you get to do a lot of fun stuff, but the all-access pass is $25. This pass includes early admission to the expo, gets in half an hour early, a limited edition t-shirt, a voucher for lunch, and a few other perks throughout the day. There are a limited number of these passes that will be made available, so jump on to northeastmma.net. They're one of the people putting it on. Click on the blue square that says New England Mixed Martial Arts Expo. And they have a couple PayPal tags in there, so you can use your credit card and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Fantabulous.
Yes. Did you say fantabulous?
Fantabulous.
That is a horrible word.
I know it is a horrible word. I'm going to kill it right now.
Thank you. Well, I think I just murdered it by calling it out. It ran away out of pure fear of the anvil.
Okay.
Do I have to continue, you know, getting surprised by other shit?
No. But you continue on to sports.
Thank you.
Sports.
Ma'am.
Why, thank you.
So, the Celtics are back on their tear last night.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
They won by 21 points as Kevin Garnett out-muscled the Minnesota Timberwolves, his former team. Team's looking good, making that push for the playoffs. I'm liking what I'm... reading. I'm still refusing to watch a game this year.
I'm sorry, but how can they account this season as, like, if there was to be, like, well, there is going to be a playoffs, but it's like, how can you? How can you account that because of the fact that the first whole half of the season is gone?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell is this? Dude. Okay.
All right, back to the sports.
But how are you supposed to, you know, really, like, you know, account that the whole NBA for...
That's why I'm not watching it. I think it's just bull right now.
It's crap. It's
right.
Standard fucking crap.
I There's mean, no...
Whoever wins the 2011 season to 2012 is not going to be really accountable as the of a championship. It's just, it's not possible. Because of the fact that, you know, that there's the teams that in the starting have their slumps and whatnot, and if they start doing really good in the middle of the season, it's not going to account for that whole part in the far, and it's gonna, it would fuck up the whole thing with the playoffs. It's just, it's not gonna, mm-hmm. it's just not gonna mend. It's right. just, it's not gonna be good. Whoever's doing the math in this one is gonna just hate it so much because it's not gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be cut down to just crap.
I agree.
And you know. Statistics are huge in sports, and some of these guys who are playing now, when they go back, it's like, you know, borderline for maybe like the Hall of Fame. To like, well, had they scored, you know, another 15 points and done this, or, you know, another 100 points.
If they had that first half of the season,
you know, that could have made the difference.
It could have made the difference. It's not.
And because of that, this season just isn't as exciting as the years past.
But, you know, being from Boston, you know, hockey season's always a very good thing, you know, especially.
Yeah, hockey season is the backup season for basketball.
Yes.
Even though it's kind of been back and forth.
Actually, you know, if it's people like you and me, you know,
we had the Patriots. Hockey season. It's between, like, the Patriots is what, you know.
They're the main.
Focus. It's like end of summer into fall kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you know, the whole thing with, you know, the hockey season, that starts, what, fall?
Yeah.
Fall. Well, but the only thing is,
spring.
Before when it used to be pond hockey, whenever the hell it could get ice. But I mean, for the most part, it's just been one of those things where, you know, it goes from fall into spring.
And that's when baseball starts.
And baseball starts, and it's kind of great that we have all these teams besides soccer. But
no, the Revolution still does pretty well.
Well, yeah, they do pretty well, but they've gotten to the end, and they've effed up. You know, like that. It's kind of hard to watch them too because they're not really broadcasted as much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should get maybe Nesson to respect. Maybe the soccer aspect a little bit more to give us, because I never really see the New England Revolution play. I never. How can I mean? I drive through Wyoming Square in Lynn, and I see the poster up, and I go, I don't know who the hell those guys are. What happened to the curly fried hair guy with the French mustache thing? Where the hell that guy go? You know, it's just like,
well, people stop giving show respect to the Revolution when Taylor Twellman had to retire.
Yeah,
yeah, with
concussions.
Yeah, but, that was sad.
The way I look at it right now is Bruins are doing their thing. I believe they could still repeat.
Yeah,
they just got done playing the New York Islanders and they won 6-3. They just ended a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So now people can actually figure out what time we did the show.
Now, what the hell was the hit the other day on
hit on Adam McQuaid? They called it legal, but he hit him right in the back.
Yeah, that was bullshit. They just, oh man. When I saw that, I flipped out. I was like, no fucking way, that was a legal hit.
Mm.
And yeah. But the only thing is that game came down to a shootout.
And we wound up losing.
Yeah. I was pissed about that one because I thought, you know, I thought that that a couple of the players had goals, but I don't know, he was able to get the pad or the stick in front of it because I thought the guy went 5-hole, but he was able to get the stick on it, but it didn't happen.
Right.
Damn them. Damn them all to hell.
Damn them to hell. Ah, you beat me to it.
And that comes from an atheist. So, yeah, for the most part, I mean, sports this week has been kind of, you know, slow, but, I mean, we've got the Patriots coming, you know, back sometime.
Yeah, they're doing that thing. But see, the Bruins are on the verge of clenching a playoff spot, guaranteed.
They've already have clenched it.
It has to see how the other team does today. If
yeah,
the other team that's in contention loses, then we clinch it.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it about Buffalo or something like that? Buffalo, if I can't remember what team it was, but they said if that team wins or something like that, Buffalo is completely out of it, which would be fantastic because
Florida,
it'd be great.
Maybe no, Ottawa.
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 The Senators.
Yeah, they're an okay Canadian team.
Yeah. Also, the Sox again raced our regular season. MLB regular season has started off in Japan.
Yeah.
But we're still finishing up the last couple preseason games. And
can't wait till April. Come on.
I know. It should be very interesting. I mean, with practically new teammates on there.
So
a new, just basically a brand new Red Sox.
When's opening day again? Officially?
Depends on which opening day you're talking about.
For the Sox, asshole.
Which one?
The one at Fenway Park.
Home. Fine.
Fine.
Whatever opener that starts first. We'll just say April. Fuck that. But yeah, whenever they start up their whole season and whatnot, it'd be great. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Very much so. I don't know anymore, but...
I do know April 20th, we're playing the New York Highlanders in the 100th anniversary game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not Yankees, Highlanders.
Because April 20th of 1912, Fenway Park opened.
And it was also Hitler's birthday at one point.
And April 13th, which is the first home opener, is going to be versus the Rays.
Yes.
God damn it. Why were the Rays? Why? I don't like them. Don't like them at all.
Nobody likes.
Nobody does.
Fucking
idiot. I just said that. So, baseball's looking good. Now, in MMA world... Our, you know, a friend of ours from Team Prudelsa Ray, Soap Am, he's making his amateur debut tomorrow, which is Sunday, down in Holyoke.
So we can't really report on how he does because this comes out Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple-hour trip down there, and unfortunately with it coming on a Sunday and, you know, work schedules, it wasn't feasible for us to be able to make the trip. You know, we wish him the best of luck.
Anvil over here was like, yeah, we could make it. No.
Well, we both thought that we could have done it.
I gotta get you to work? No way.
But then...
after that long ride?
April 13th.
Driving to Boston?
Soapam is actually fighting for an amateur title against Corey Pickering.
Amazing.
At AFO's Night of Champions.
Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm. Ricardo Georges' fight for that night has been canceled due to his opponent... getting injured during practice. He herniated a disc.
Oh.
On the same day they released
We don't mention that.
I want to say that the guy probably threw out his back fucking a fat chick.
No. Actually, somebody said that he went over a teammate and landed wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still fucking a fat chick. But,
wow. I feel
so, you know, I wish him a speedy recovery. So, but yeah, there's some good fights coming up. We have AFO with United Champions, April 13th. Check them out. Also, May 5th, Cage Titans. So we get some really good events. Also, we have the expo that I mentioned already for MMA. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me at anvil@bostonbassbrigade.com. I'll gladly answer any questions you have for these events or even send you what you need to do to get tickets or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything's looking kind of, you know, there's parts that are bleak in sports, but also looking pretty good considering.
Yes.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
And I would also like to congratulate New England fighter Brandon Fleming, who made his pro debut last night for Bellator. He won last night. So congratulations.
Fantastic.
Yeah. He is from the same gym as the guy Ricky was supposed to fight and who's so fighting. Who we will not be discussing that gym.
Yes.
We will not give them props.
He doesn't deserve props, I think is what he's trying to say.
No, no, he does. Jim does.
Right. That's what I was trying to say.
So you just say he.
But I wasn't specific as to which he.
Yeah, he, she, gym, and man.
Yeah, but a Jim is not a he. It isn't a human entity.
Transvestite, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anything else in sports there?
Well,
anything that comes to mind?
Everybody from the Saints plan on appealing their suspensions.
Oh, good luck with that, assholes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm sorry, but if one, they got you by the balls.
What a way to taint such an important Super Bowl win for them.
Yeah, they suck.
I mean, you would think that this was supposed to be a championship that was supposed to be a shining moment for New Orleans after the floods and
Katrina
hurricanes.
And clusterfuck.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like the thing that gives them hope and rise up from the rubble. And then this happens, and it just
taints it. I think it was staged. I think they staged that one specifically. They wanted to get America back on its feet. Supposedly.
America!
America! Fuck yeah.
I don't know. If that was the case, they would have done it the year of it.
No, you still got... Because there wasn't people living in the houses. There was too much water. They'd be sitting in... They'd have, like, snorkel systems on in order to watch their TV. But for the most part, yeah. It's just... Yeah.
They'd be living in C-Lab.
To get it to the point where they're just like, oh, there's a bounty out on this guy. If you injure him while playing, you get this amount of money. It's a pat on the ass, and it's a good job, you know, for doing that. It's like, come on, really? You're going to injure somebody and maybe possibly end their career because of, you know, somebody put out a $10,000 bounty?
He would do it.
$10,000 isn't that much, and plus the other guy doesn't get it on the other end, so it sucks to be them.
Right. Well, hopefully we won't have to deal much with those Saints anytime soon, and we can just get back to what's important, and that is
porn.
That too. So we're all set with sports? That's a yes.
And another funny note, Ryan Leaf, former first round draft pick and ultimate bust, was arrested for drug and burglary theft charges.
Okay, so he broke into somebody's house, and what? What did he steal? What was so important to steal?
They didn't say. A 12-year-old landed the first ever...
Porn.
Alright, you know what I'm done. That's it.
I do have to give one thing to one of the women. She's 86 years old, and she finally just landed her first hole-in-one.
Yay!
12-year-old.
No, not the 12-year-old. Fuck the 12-year-old.
The 86-year-old.
86-year-old. That's kudos to her.
Oh, is there something you want to tell me about that 12-year-old? If you're going to be, you know, with it. You made the comment. I didn't.
What?
No. No.
You said
no.
The 12-year-old.
See, that would be in the concept of that whole priest, rabbi, and atheist on a boat full of children, and there was a whole concept where the rabbi the boat springs a leak, and the rabbi is running around screaming, save the children, and the atheist jumps over the side of the boat and says, screw the children, and the priest says, okay. So, in that concept, is I'm the atheist saying, fuck the little kids in that way, not
every man
like,
in their
and then you
every
like
man
physically. No, that's bad. That is.
And then you said, okay.
Do I look like a priest? No.
Trust me, if he puts that priest collar around his neck, it's just gonna start burning him like crazy.
Are we still like around the sports thing?
No, we're
not on a video game now.
Well, no, I thought we can just go to movies and then into video games. It's in, like, kind of bookend it.
Okay, fine.
I'm looking at the list. And,
we move.
We never on. Follow the list. We never follow the list.
Why don't we talk about Wrath of the Titans?
Now, they did.
I don't really know how to feel about it.
They have
an
all-star cast, but a crap movie.
They're great people in it, but a subpar script.
Well, it's like the first one. He had this sword, and as soon as he like started using the sword, it glowed. It's like, so, in other words,
no,
it's a lightsaber.
Yeah, exactly.
He has a lightsaber.
It was like a lightsaber because of the fact that it was a small piece of rod or something like that, like yay big, and whenever he grabbed it, it would fucking, you know, turn into like a regular sword. It was like, holy shit, you know, that's cool. But from what we saw with the sword that he had now that he pulled out of a little...
It was a piece of junk.
It was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
It was like something...
It looked like it was 3D, too. I mean, no, not 3D. CGI.
Yeah.
It was like way too shiny for a real sword.
No. That was on the after effect. When he grabbed it out of the hole, like, it was like, why is it... It's like, the one that I saw was more rectangular at the end of the handle... And it didn't have this rounded off edge where the hilt is of the sword, which was it was kind of like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah,
but from my concept was I was thinking, because of the fact that they had to get all the, you know, God's weapons together to make this spear, why didn't they need to get that specific sword with it too? I don't know. It was just
because it wasn't mythology.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It went against the mythology, is what we're trying to say. But, you know, I do have to give it up for the 3D in this movie. I felt they did a much better job at it.
Well, they're kind of giving more depth to the actual characters, and they kind of look like the characters were popping out from the actual scene. It wasn't giving... There was more depth, like you could actually see around the character instead of, you know, it looked like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
And I was impressed because of the fact when they were going to, you know, hell or Hades or, you know, whatever you want to call it, the setup that they had to go through was this big, moving puzzle maze, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah. how the character interacted with what was moving around him was pretty interesting, because usually they kind of F that up. Like, usually they'll put like a tennis ball or something like that, and they'll have them do that. Like, you have to, the character has to... In order for them to interact with the CGI that's going to be entered into the actual background,
yeah,
they have to have them look at that tennis ball in order to keep them going or something like that, you know, so they can make sure that, hey, you know, the
this
holy
is what's
shit,
around
the,
you.
Holy crap, everything's moving around me, you know.
Yep.
You know, giving him the edge, you know, to make it look like he was almost going to fall off if he didn't, you know, if he wasn't standing there at that one specific point.
Yeah.
So yeah, they did a pretty good job with the effects and mm-hmm. all that other stuff, but as of the story, it seemed like it was too fucking dragged out. They killed the wife, and I was so disappointed about that because she was really hot, but also she was, it was not that. But it was the only thing is how could she die when she kind of like
she
I know
was,
that King
she
maybe
was
that,
immortal.
I know that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
From the first one was...
Well, because I've never seen the remake version of Clash of Titans. I've seen the original 1980 version. Which, by the way, I need to point out, I love how the owl from the 1980 version of Clash of the Titans makes, like, a sort of cameo in Wrath of the Titans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, let's put it this way. Like, they have the whole setup where the... It dragged out a little bit in the starting of it because, you know, he's trying to stay as a human being. He's not trying to see himself as a demigod,
right?
And that's kind of hard because that's complication of the character. The character really wants to be, you know, just human. He doesn't really want to care about everything. But until the fact that the world starts to almost end, that's when he has to step in and take care of stuff.
Yes,
but. The actors that they've had in this movie were pretty impressed, you know, impressive.
I mean, you had Liam Neeson, you had Ralph Fiennes,
well,
you had
Liam
Billy
Neeson's
Nye.
In a lot now.
Yeah, but Liam Neeson is just, basically, he's almost in every other movie trailer you see now.
Right, he's not picky anymore.
No, he's, the action star was always in every single movie. A guy from Cranked there.
Jason Statham.
Liam Neeson is the new Jason Statham.
At least...
He is in every movie, no matter what.
Hey, at least Jason Statham made an Uwe Boll movie good.
Will Badass for food.
Will Badass for food. And then you had Sam Worthington, who I think did a better job at acting in this than he did in Avatar.
Well, yeah, but also you gotta talk about the whole Terminator 3 movie that he did, too.
Oh, yeah, right. I keep forgetting that he was in that. Wait, was it Terminator 3, or was it Terminator Salvation?
I'm sorry, Terminator Salvation, because I kind of still think it's Terminator 3, really.
People forget.
I don't really want to... Every time it comes on, I watch it, but I still kind of like, what the F happened? Like, why couldn't they have kept the same characters or whatever? But that's just me.
Yeah.
But, all right, just to go down the list here, like, Edgar Ramirez, he was also in the Bourne series. He was one of the killers and whatnot in the movie, and he is a very good actor. And, of course, he plays Ares, or the God of War. And not the God of War, like, in the video game, but, I mean, you know, the mythical God of War. And he's badass, but, well, not to ruin anything, he kind of turns into an evil asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that, I have to say that I'm impressed because I couldn't tell who it was until, like, maybe one or two more scenes after the fact that he got to introduce, but, Toby Cabell. He was in the Guy Ritchie movie there. Rock and Roller. That's what it was.
Thank you, Rock and Roller.
He was also in Prince of Persia. He was the brother of the main character. And he's been in so many movies. It's not even funny. But he's a great actor altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course we got Bill Nye.
The science guy.
No, not that Bill Nye. This is N-I-G-H-Y, not N-Y-E.
This is a guy from, like, Shaun of the Dead, Love Actually.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep, Davy Jones.
Yep.
Because it's funny, because when I saw him, I couldn't tell if it was Bill Nye or Tom Waits.
Well, when you heard the voice, it was kind of hard. And then once he came into
out
of the shadow.
That's when I figured it out.
Then we got Rosamund Pike, who played Andromeda, she was really hot, but I didn't know if they were trying to get in from...
No, it was kind of weird.
Was this supposed to be the princess that he saved from the first one?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is, but it's a totally different girl. It's a totally different
actress.
Different actress.
Well, my guess is, you know, time has to have passed.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I feel like they can't really account for that. But yeah, for Danny Hudson, he's also a great actor. He's been in multiple movies. In X-Men's Origins, he played the evil asshole there.
William Stryker.
Yeah, he played William Stryker. He's been in The Aviator. He's been in a shitload of movies.
He was in that Mel Gibson movie, Edge of Darkness.
Yep, he was in there too. And that was the thing. I felt like they didn't use him enough. He was Poseidon. It's like, God damn it, Poseidon is supposed to be badass and everything like that, and he's supposed to be able to control waters, but it seemed like these gods were all just dying off like it was nothing.
It's like Poseidon was the Aquaman of the Greek gods.
It sucked. It was just absolute shit.
And let me just say that effect of them turning to sand when gods die. I mean, it was cool, but it's still totally looked like CGI. Like, I felt like they could have went more of a cheaper and realistic route. If they actually had, like, gotten the cast of the actors, filled it with sand, boom, make, like, a Poseidon sandcastle or whatever, and did the effect that way.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I agree with you on that. I mean... Mm. They could do it that way easily, but nowadays it's getting to the point where it's just easier just to CGI the crap because it's just they have the effect basically down pat that they learned back when they learned originally how to put it all together. So it's just easier to go that way. And plus, let's put it this way, with sand, it's a bitch. Yes. Like, yes, they could do really good carvings and all this other stuff, but when it has to, you know, dematerialize and stuff like that, they have to do specific things in order to make it fall a certain way.
I mean, they could have easily just had someone on the other side off camera, like, pull on, like, a string that's inside of it and...
Believe me, it's easier said than done.
I know.
When it comes to movies and you're trying to do something, I mean, that's what... Not to get off subject here, but for, like, saying, you know, how Marvel... Back in the days of trying to do, like, the original Captain America or the Fantastic Four, and if you see, like, the missing videos of these things, you have to laugh because it just was so horrible. Like, when they're trying to do the stretch arms and they're trying to attack somebody, it was made out of paper mache, and you could tell. Yeah. It was just crap, you know? So it's going from the concept of, hey, we've got this thing with green screen, and we were able to make 300 on one whole set by itself by just switching the areas around and then adding green screen to make, you know, depth to it or colors or whatever.
Yeah,
they're going to do it. It's just easier that way, and they're able to save money while making more money in the process, which is kind of what upset me a little bit was when we found out that when we were going into the movies
I'll
this
be
time,
back in a sec.
When we were going out to the movies and to watch it this time, it was only 3D.
Yeah.
Only, which wasn't told to us, so...
Yeah, it wasn't listed in there.
We had to go in there, and Tag had to hurt his eyes for us, for the process.
Yeah, because he doesn't really do the 3D as well.
And it's understandable, because 3D, it has...
It strains.
It has effed with my eyes before, it doesn't mend too well, I guess.
It doesn't. And if you watch a really long movie, which thankfully this movie was just like under 90 minutes long... If you watch a much longer movie like that, like Avatar, it takes a really long time for your eyes to readjust themselves.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the only other thing is the speed of movement and stuff. This time around, when they were doing Wrath of Titans, when they were doing that fast part, you know, going, you know, through the caves to come down to where, you know, Zeus and Poseidon and God of War there.
And Hades.
Yeah, and Hades were meeting up and stuff like that. It was kind of a cool thing because it was like, okay, you thought like the rocks were coming towards you or going by you or whatever to get down to there. That was fine. That was it. They actually kind of did that right, and it wasn't like when the motion went by, it didn't look like it was just, it blurred.
Yeah.
So.
And can I also mention, shaky cam needs to stop.
Why? Why don't they do shaky cam?
It was during those battles with the Cyclops. Remember how the camera was starting to shake around? Like, ooh, we must hurry, we must run.
Well, the only thing is that that's because of the fact that they're trying to get the aspect of there's a big giant beast and he jumped down and he hit the ground and it caused a little quake in that area. So it's if the camera was just to float there and the thing was supposed to land down and the actor was supposed to like shake around or something like that, it would look cheaper.
Right.
But... You know,
it wasn't as bad as Hunger Games was.
Well, that was the thing with Hunger Games. The shake camera and all that other stuff was just more or less, it was too much bullshit. They kept on doing the runaround and crap like that. But if you were to see, like, Ghost Rider, the newer Ghost Rider, the whole setup with those guys when they were running around on rollerblades, those skates and stuff like that, and they were able to do the camera work. The shaky camera kind of worked with that process because it was trying to, you know, show the awesomeness of the scene.
Yeah.
But after that fact, it was, you know, it does kind of get to the point where some of the shaky cam things that they've done recently has made me want to run out of the theater puking.
Yeah.
Because it kind of Fs with your perception because everything around you is staying still, but the screen looks like it's shaking back and forth.
Yeah, imagine if they did that at, like, the Mugar Omni Theater at the Museum of Science. Everybody would be running out of there going,
"Aah!" Are we in an earthquake?
Yeah. Now we're going to simulate how an earthquake works. What? Okay.
Complimentary barrel with your movie.
Yeah.
You might want to puke in this.
So, what do we give for a rating for Wrath of the Titans?
Five. Oh, fuck.
I can only really give this a respectable 2.5 out of 5. Honestly, like, CGI was good. 3D was better than the previous one. But then again, I haven't seen the previous one because...
So you can just scratch that comment altogether.
Yeah, scratch that comment altogether. 3D has gotten predominantly better, though.
Yeah, since Transformers.
Since Transformers. Oh, God, that was such a horrible movie. But...
No, not that Transformers. The other Transformers that we watched in the actual, like, IMAX theater in AMC.
IMAX because it's got a tilt in the screen. That one.
It just had, like, a tilt and it, you know, it just didn't... It was just crap. Like, when you look down at the bottom right of the screen, it was all blur or something like that. And you're like, what the hell's wrong with, you know, the screen?
Right. But... The story wasn't good. Acting was okay.
It wasn't great. Some of the action scenes were not even important to the actual movie.
Yeah. I wouldn't say rush out to see this film. Wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah. Or just wait until it just comes out on your movie channels because it will probably, you know, be worth it by then.
I would not buy this on DVD and I would not pay the money to go see this. Wait for TV.
Yeah, just it will pop up on TV probably in the next 6 months.
Yeah, that's the rate of these.
It'll be on Fox, basically. Edited, of course.
Yes.
Even though there wasn't much swearing.
There wasn't anything to edit out.
Yeah, there wouldn't be anything to be edited out.
Well, you know how they do it. They'll edit something out. They'll have something on. It's how they do it for TV, so it fits in their span of movie, like an hour and a half or two. But
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just nothing. It wasn't as exciting. It was
It was kind of dull. I mean, compared to a lot of other movies we've seen in 3D.
Well, it's one of those things where it chomps my ass. Remember how before when we're going in there, King?
Yeah.
It was before the thing. I said, okay, great. They're willing to make a second the Titans basically here. You know, they were able to make a second one, but yet they're not going to make a second A-Team
or second Losers.
They're not going to make a second Losers.
Or what about a second Percy Jackson movie?
I don't know about that one.
Because I thought they did the Greek mythology in that better.
They did do a pretty good job on that, but it's always confusing the shit out of me because of the fact that in the first, you know, Revenge of the Titans, isn't it?
Wrath of the Titans, Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans, I'm sorry. Clash of the Titans, the first Clash of the Titans, that setup was having to kill Medusa. And when you see the crossover from Percy Jackson, it seems like everybody's killed, you know, Medusa in some form or some way. I mean, look, they killed the Minotaur in Wrath of the Titans here.
Right. Okay. I just found out there's another Percy Jackson Olympians movie coming out, The Sea of Monsters, March 27, 2013.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, I'm happy now.
Fucker. But, I mean, they'll make another Expendables 2. I mean, they're going to make Expendables 2, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And I'm happy about it, but I'm also kind of sad at the same time. It's kind of like, you know,
there are other movies.
Yeah, Red. Yes. Retired, Extremely Dangerous.
Yeah, Retired, Extremely Dangerous.
I mean, I want to know why John Malkovich was wearing that dress at the end of that movie.
But Moldova does still suck.
Who still sucks?
Moldova.
Oh.
You know, the place that they're at.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? They were just like, Moldova sucks! While running away from an army shooting at them and mortars going off everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if anybody that's listening to this right now, it's like, think of a movie that you really would like to either be remade or, you know... Like,
they don't pick that movie. There's so many good movies.
There's so many good movies, but yet they won't... it's kind of funny that the other day I was... I popped on Netflix, and it popped up one of my favorite movies called The Wraith. And it's about this car, well, these kids that killed somebody, and he came back as this ghost, as it's called, a wraith. And these kids were into racing.
Uh-huh.
And the car that they brought into there was one of these concept cars that Dodge created back, that I was kind of happy about. It was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And none other than motherfucking I'm Winning was in it, too. And it was one of his, like, first kind of roles.
Wait, Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen.
Because he's winning.
And I found, like, forums and stuff like that online that would like to see a remake, and supposedly they are making a remake, but it hasn't been, you know, posted yet.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those movies that I was like, you know, with all the technology that we have nowadays, what the hell? You know, we can make it better, you know, even with the live action stuff. Like, we could make Turtles again better, but we have asshole
Michael Bay who's going
to... Let's bullshit up Michael Bay.
Or as Doug Walker over at That Guy with the Glasses saying, it's going to be racist, alien, big-boobied explosions, not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, the one thing I have to say right now is, like, they basically are making a remake of The Aliens with Prometheus.
Well, it's supposed to take place in the same universe, but...
Boy, Prometheus is linked to aliens?
It feels like it. It does.
That's how that might be revealed at the end of Prometheus, that this is actually a true prequel to Alien. But Ridley Scott's saying, no, it's not, but I have a feeling that where you're going to find out very soon that it is.
This is probably one of those ones where he woke up in the middle of the night, put it on a notebook, saved it for later, and went, hey, this would be a good idea. Let's go make some money. And it's going to be absolute shit.
Well, it's Ridley Scott. I mean, when's the last time he's made a shit movie?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Don't worry, just give me some time, I'll find one.
Yeah.
I can always find one. And I'll be like, what was he thinking? But yeah, for Wrath of the Titans, I could probably give it... probably a respectable 3.7, maybe.
A respectable 3 or a respectable 2. after seeing the first one, and this did not need a sequel, and this we should have just laid it to rest. It was your normal decent action movie, but nothing special.
And it didn't really go along with the myth aspect. It was just a concept of you know, Marilyn Manson's God is dead, basically, and that's how it was. It just,
right.
They were just like saying that because of the fact that the, I want to say, Christian or Catholic or whatever at the time was taking over, and the people were like, oh, I can't pray to the you know, God of Thunder or this.
Well, they didn't actually hit. The only thing they said in the movie that was Catholicism was hell. There wasn't. I don't. Did you hear any other mention?
Well, not hell, but it was like underworld.
No, he said the word hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said go to hell.
Yeah, there was people exactly not believing going. In Zeus and them, and they got their power off of people worshipping them.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was stated in the first one because of the fact that there's like these mini statues of the humans and stuff like that that they had, and whenever they stopped believing in them, it started crumbling in on them. But, I mean, the actors did what they were supposed to do, they did what the director said, it's just that the story kind of sucked.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we move on to video games?
Sure.
There are a couple demos that came out. A couple arcade titles. And well, actually, they were all arcade titles. One for Xbox and two for PlayStation. First one that I got to try out was called Zack Zero. And this is sort of like more of a traditional side-scrolling platformer type of game. But what I liked about it was that your character can use the powers of ice, rock, fire, and like normal space powers, if you want to call them that, to defeat enemies and solve puzzles. And this is from, I don't know if it's a new company or a really tiny company called Crocodile Games.
New company that I haven't heard of them yet.
Oh, okay. But granted, the game, the graphics in the game, they weren't as great as a PSN title could be, but I think for a first game, if this is Crocodile Games' first game,
that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. In fact, it kind of reminded me of this cartoon that used to be on called Max Steel.
That's what I was thinking. It was looking more like cartoonish. It was kind of looking like a cartoon version of Tron, if you can really do it that way.
Yeah.
Because that was cartoonish in the first place.
And what I liked too was like each power had its own different mechanism, different maneuver, but it was tough to remember and
manipulate
all.
The character, and yeah, it seemed like it was a hard thing
yeah.
to really play.
But
especially because I'm used to the Xbox controller.
Right. Well, you could always buy the PS3 controller that looks like the Xbox controller.
No. Not gonna happen. Can't make me.
But you know, I liked what I saw so far of this game. Granted, it hasn't been getting the best reviews that I've seen. Like, the highest I've seen is like a 6.5.
Out of 10?
Yeah. But if it's successful enough, I wouldn't be surprised if this becomes its own, like, gaming franchise of sorts. So, I can give Zack Zero maybe the respectable 3 out of 5. Because there are elements to it that I really enjoyed in the trial version. Plus what I liked too was in the demo, they gave you 2 levels and each of them was about 30 minutes long. So you got to play a good chunk of the game.
From what I saw and you know, didn't really get to try it, but just from what I was watching, it seemed like there was a annoyance factor to it. So I want to give it probably a 2.1.
Right.
To give it, because it seems like when you're trying to jump the character at a specific point and he needs to jump, or there's spikes gonna kill him, or flames, fiery fuckballs up his ass, it's one of those things where you gotta have precision on the aspect of the game, or otherwise it's not pliable. It doesn't I mean, there are games that you're able to move fast and stuff like that, and if you F up, that's because it's on you.
Yeah.
This game seemed like it was on the game, not the actual player.
Right. Maybe. Like I said, first game from this developer, so...
Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah.
I know, I was surprised, though. When I get a lot of these developers start out, I haven't really found anything code-wise to make games for PS3 that's all that good. Everybody's first game is usually on the Xbox because it's easy and it's cheap. So for starting off on that system, I got to give them a little bit of a props to start off there.
Agreed. Now, there was another game that came out called Closure, and this was originally released as a Flash game back in 2009. And it's like a puzzle game of sorts where you have to use like an orb of light to move around. You can't be in any of the dark
2D
levels.
2D side scroller set up on it. Character looks like a little gremlin.
Kind of looks like a Tim Burton sketch.
It looks like the little asshole demons from South Park. You know, the little ones that look like they were cut out and they had the little shitty, you know, mouths and...
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, it was kind of weird because it was like a ball of light and you had to get it around certain areas or like my dumbass did, it kept falling. Because if you step into the darkness, apparently it opens up holes.
Yeah.
The darkness is nothing scary, it just means there's no ground there.
Even though the aspect is if you're walking with the light and you're placing it down in areas and you have a second light or something like that, then it kind of expands the, you know, that area so you can get in through the darkness, but for it to act like when they're doing the elevator part, like that you're on the outside of the darkness on the top part of the light or something like that. It was kind of weird. Like I wasn't expecting that. I was like expecting to stay in the middle of the circle basically, but because that's what I'm used to. But it was definitely interesting.
Yep.
So with my aspect on this game as a puzzle game, I want to probably give it like a 4.2.
I can give it a respectful 4.2.
It's like one of those games that you'll get hunkered down in it. It's almost like Angry Birds. It's like you got to keep playing it.
Yeah.
It's
like, how am I going to solve this one? How am I going to solve that one?
Yeah. How am I going to go from here?
And it's a very cool premise.
Yeah.
And there were some little areas of the darkness that kind of remind me. I don't want to say remind me a little bit of Limbo, but maybe like the feeling, the essence of this game.
Yeah. With no scary monster.
Right.
It would have been great if, as soon as you went in the darkness, you see eyes and, like, the outline of something huge and horrible, like, just destroy you.
Some claw come out of, like, the edge and just rip you from the screen or something like that. That'd be cool, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like a lot of these games have done that now. Like, I mean, the whole Limbo or the other creepy fucking games I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone wants to try to be that game. Yeah. Well, Closure looks like it wants to be its own.
True.
So, it could be pretty good. But, this one other game, though, I played from 505 Games, who brought us that god-awful Supremacy MMA title and that very creepy Michael Phelps Swim and Connect game.
What? How can you swim? How can you swim and connect?
You do this.
Oh, you wave your arms. Surprise, it's another Kinect game where you wave your arms and win.
Yeah.
Like an asshole.
Like that golfing game. Just swing the controller and swing your arms around. Ugh.
Wrecked Revenge Revisited. The demo of this had you do some online multiplayer with three other people where you race and you use weapons. And if you die, you try to take out the other racers with a gun... From above.
What? Why does it sound like that other game that I played?
Harm's Way?
Yeah.
Because it probably is.
No.
Because of Harm's Way.
Well, Harm's Way, you could switch between the two.
Yeah, you could switch between the racing, or you could gun, or the other person was the racer, or you were the racer and the other guy was on the guns.
Right. Which would have been cool for this. But when I played it... The most glitchiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking...
Yeah, you want to go out and buy it now.
Cars spinning out of control like crazy. steering that just is so off.
I'm going to take a left turn. No, it's going right. God damn it.
I'm going off the hill. I couldn't really figure out what the hell I was doing. Couldn't figure out how to shoot. Races end in a matter of seconds. And seriously, the voice acting. Like, they went to, like, the Keanu Reeves school of acting, these people. It sounded like.
Sounds like fun.
The worst Jack Nicholson impersonation I've ever heard in my life.
Bill and Ted!
I feel like this is a game that got released way too early before it was 100% completed. 505 Games should not have released it. Not to mention, charged 1,200 Xbox points for it.
Wow.
I mean, at least it was so bad it was entertaining. Like, I was laughing it up with the other people who were playing with it online.
So, basically, that's like £5 in you know, fucking England. And it really is like, what, $18 over here? It's like,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, I gotta say, the contest is over. This might just be the worst game of 2012.
Yeah.
I'm going to not just give it a negative zero. I'm not going to just give it a double negative zero. I'm going to triple that negative zero.
Wow.
That's how bad of a game it is.
That's the first.
So, do not play this game. Actually, try the demo.
If you want to see how bad it is.
And then delete it.
Don't support them money-wise.
Yeah, just don't keep feeding the, you know, the coin slots.
Yeah.
If it's broken, they have to fix it, not you.
Right.
Not, oh, this is my fault why this game is not working.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes what I've had to deal with.
Alright, are we done here?
Echo the Dolphin. Fuck. Why can't I get off the fucking ledge? That's what it was. That's basically what I was doing when I was playing Sega.
Yep. Damn you, Echo the Dolphin.
Never made any sense.
Yep.
He'd press this one button and he'd jump up in the air and it would turn into hurricane mode for some stupid reason. Then he'd plop down in the water and nothing would happen.
Ew, you know what? It's on Steam right now. You want me to get it?
Yeah, get it. Get it so we can be annoyed.
Alright, are we done here?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, so remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the Beef Big Crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Anvil's on at anvil63. Bluonic is under Bluonic. And Tag is under Tag8779.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
What's the area code again for that phone number?
Yeah, I really shouldn't have used the end part of a phone number.
Is that the business line of your house? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's the host line, but it doesn't matter because you don't answer that phone. It's always the phone solicitors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
We're on Facebook. We have definitely made it to our original page now, so just like us on there. And you can comment on anything we've done for postings from our website to talk about our podcast, anything. Just go ahead and post it there so we can get a direct feed to us. Okay, Anvil's not in the room, so you can go check out our sisters, Electric Sisterhood. Yeah, Electronic Sisterhood. Yeah. Electric Sisterhood.
Just got a whole lot more interesting.
Is it, what is it? It's not
ESH.co.
Okay, ESH.co now. It's not Moby or whatever.
Right.
But ESH.co, and we also want to say thank you to TPS MMA. Who else can we mention here?
My friends at Gamer Reaction.
The Issue Guys.
Yep.
JC Sargent. All the other cool guys and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Our buddies at Structure Gaming. Merry Gamers. Game Hounds. A lot of great websites to really check out. Because, you know, us indie websites need to stick together, basically.
Basically.
Yep. So, next...
the Vagabonds.
Anyway.
So, next week there won't be a regular episode because Bluonic, Tag, and I will be at PAX East 2012 with the sisters, and I did hear Issues Guy is going to try to make it for a couple days. Anvil and Saint Amant, you can catch them at Anime Boston. Don't try hugging Anvil at this event, because he will probably...
take your head off.
Yeah.
Or bring
Unless you're really hot, then feel free.
That's when it'd be like, I'm Jesus, free hugs.
Sit on Santa's lap. It's just going to keep on going downhill.
Down the legs, down the legs.
Yay! All right, I think we're done. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Egg?
Yeah, no.
Saying, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
We are the Bastards.